The Word of God is alive and the healer. And Jesus is His name. The healer is in the house today. Let's just give Him praise. Oh, Lord, we honor Your presence today. We are so blessed. We're the blessed people. We thank You, Lord. We praise You today, Father. And we worship You. And we fully expect You to manifest Yourself here among us today as our Savior and our healer, our baptizer with the Holy Spirit, and our soon coming King. Glory to God. And we just worship You, Father. We praise You this morning. We thank You for every healing, every salvation, every restoration, every miracle done. And we expect many, 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 many to be done. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. And for all that's done, all that's said, all that's wrought, we ascribe to the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. Greater, say it, greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. Say it again. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And if the Spirit dwell in you that raised Jesus from the dead, He shall quicken or make alive your mortal body. And if He doesn't dwell in you this morning, hey, easiest thing you ever did in your life. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe with all of my heart that God has raised You from the dead just for me. Come into my heart this morning. I want to be a new creature. I want to be a new creation. And I receive You. Take my life and do something with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give Him a little bit more praise before we get into today's message. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The healer's in your house. Oh, yeah. Yeah. David, I just heard something. The healer's not only in the house. He's in the house. We are the temple. This physical body, this physical body is the temple of the Spirit of God. He's in the house. He's in the house. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Praise You, Father. Praise You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. All right. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. I'm going to once again this morning read the word that I received supernaturally in this meeting. Living in the shadow of the cross is to live up to that sacrifice every day as if Jesus died for me yesterday. Love did that for me. Love did that for you. He is love. And he did that just for you and just for me. Hallelujah. That is just so exciting. I want to talk to you today, first of all, let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews. And this, I can quote it, you can quote it, but I want you to put your eyes on it. That's one of the prescriptions for healing in Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Attend to my word. Incline your ear unto my saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are health or medicine to all your flesh. So we put our eyes on the 13th chapter and the 8th verse. Let's read it out loud together. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Again, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. God never changes. It's you, it's me. We're the ones that make the change. He never changes. If he ever healed one time, then he heals forever. And, you know, unlearned people that just have, there's not as much as this as there used to be, but there are still some of those that say, well, you know, that's passed away now. And, you know, I just think that God, well, you know, he could heal. Yes, he could. But it's, you know, it's maybe that was just for Israel or such and so forth and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. And no, I'm looking for something here, as you can tell. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's all right. I can quote him. The redemptive names of God. And one of those seven redemptive names. Now, he has many, 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 many names. But the one we need to hear this morning, Jehovah, Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. He would have had to have changed his name for it not to be available today. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Now, let's look at another very, everybody in the sound of my voice can quote it. I want you to put your eyes on it. In the Gospel according to John, the 3rd chapter. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now then, Brother Weeder, would you please bring me my phone? I have it written down here, but I would like to go to my phone. I apologize for not telling you that. The healer's in the house. Open your Bibles now to Romans chapter 10. Healing belongs to the world because Jesus belongs to the world. 10th chapter of Romans. And we're going to look at the 8th and the 9th verse. I want you to see the connection. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. All right. Romans 10, and we read 8 and 9. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or that Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Greek word sozo, to save, to keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction, from injury or peril, to save a suffering one from perishing, one suffering from disease, to make well, to heal, to restore to health, to preserve one who is in danger of destruction, to save or rescue. It's all in the same package. Glory to God. It's all there. The moment you were born again, for as God is concerned, you're healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. So, healing belongs to the world. And in this, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's talk about healing belonging to the believer. Of course, Isaiah 53. Thank you, Jesus. When Isaiah was prophesying about Jesus, did you ever notice how many times Jesus talked about and quoted Isaiah? He found himself in the book of Isaiah. And of course, he's in every book of the Bible. But he found himself in the book of Isaiah. And look at this 53rd chapter. Verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now, if you, and in fact, we let the Bible interpret itself, griefs and sorrows, literally, is he bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. Now, let me give you a word of testimony. Every day, I did it this morning. Every day, the very first thing, I go into my bathroom and I stand right in front of the mirror. And I say, glory to God, thank you, Lord. Every day, every day. That's the reason I'm never sick, one of the reasons. Every day, I just look myself in the eye, right there in the mirror with a smile on my face. And I say, surely Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pain. They did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, glory is healed. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. With his stripes, I am healed. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And he took my infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. Now that is Matthew 8:17. And you just look, you have a cross reference there and it will refer you to Isaiah where we just read. So it actually translates itself. Amen. And then, of course, 1 Peter 2:24. And I go through this. I say, oh, glory to God. He, Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes, glory and I were healed. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. He sent his word and healed us. And other scriptures as they flow. Every day. Hallelujah. I have been receiving back when I was in the TV makeup chair this morning, the name Overland just kept coming. It just came to me again right then. So whomever I'm speaking to, praise God, whatever you need, it's done. I didn't get sickness. I didn't see just whatever it is, it's done. Spirit, soul, body, financially, whatever it is. The Overland family. It's being ministered to right now, wherever you are in the world. Glory to God. And we want to hear from you this morning. I specifically want to hear from that. So, and we'll give you the information here if you don't already see it on your screen. How you can call in. Ah, glory, it's already started. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It started when we were singing a minute ago. Now, if you look up all of the healing scriptures, see all those tabs in my Bible? All of those are healing scriptures. And you can just go through there and put your eyes on all of them. Glory to God. It'll keep you healed. It'll keep you well. In the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, all the 45th verse, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed, because you hearken not unto the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded this day. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and upon your seed forever, because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. So I just combined a couple of scriptures here. All right. Exodus 23:25. No, I need to go back a little bit because you need to straighten something out here. Verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him. Now you have ministering angels Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that are heirs of salvation? Of course your ministering spirit is available. Or ministering spirits. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Now this unscrambles this 25th verse. Now remember, I've injected Deuteronomy 28:47. You shall serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. He, your angel, shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young or be barren in your land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. And since I have a covenant with God for Genesis 6:3, the days of man shall be 120 years. I just inject it right there. And the number, glory to God, of my 120 years. See, that's a healing scripture. That's a healing command. He does fulfill. Thank you very much. Healing. Staying well. Divine health. Get well and don't ever get sick again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we begin to see and understand and to know that these things are so powerful and wonderful just for our sake. All of this entire first covenant, the whole thing is about Jesus. The whole thing is about us. Yes. Anything that is about Jesus is about you. And it's about me. And it's about our families. It's about our welfare. It's about our health. It's about the strength of our bodies and our minds. It's peace for a worried mind. For we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Glory to God. Oh, I'll tell you, the works of the Lord are here this morning. Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.